Mission Network News 4 to Half Minute Version, Tuesday, August 3rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Insurgents target 5 Christian churches in Iraq. A new day dawns in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And the Hope of Christ combats HIV in Swaziland. These stories and more are next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Iraq, where car bombings outside 5 Christian churches in Baghdad and Mosul left dead and wounded. This latest attack was not the first, says Evangelcube's Tom Doyle, and it won't be the last. The violence is a message from the Shiite Muslims to Christians.
I think for believers, this definitely will not stop them. We do know this is happening in lots of different places, and all of this is coordinated in an effort to discourage believers from reaching out. And so that's the message Islam says: we're in control. You can't share the gospel, but it will not stop it.
Doyle says because believers wouldn't give up, people want to hear their message.
We are helping churches in Iraq, helping them with literature and different things that will give them the opportunity to share their faith in a much better way. We have lots of people trained with Evangelcubes, which is a visual presentation of the gospel, and they're sharing around Baghdad and different areas.
Next, religious minorities in Iraq, including Christians, make up about 3% of the population. They're feeling the heat of persecution now, with a marked increase in violence toward them since the fall of Saddam Hussein. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says Sunday's bombings won't be the last of the trouble.
This just heightens the anxiety level of Christians in the Baghdad area and all through Iraq. And they were living in fear previous to this, and now they're questioning what's in store for them and whether they should stay or leave.
Due to the security problems in the area, Open Doors postponed all Christian training seminars, but literature ministry continues. Dykstra believes this power move kind of persecution may be motivated by politics.
That's really the goal of the terrorists, to drive out the Christian community, which numbers about 500,000 from Iraq. So when they're making a new government in about 6 months, that they will not have any Christians there to share the government or give religious freedom.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Rebuilding the railroad lines that connected key parts of the Democratic Republic of the Congo was one step toward peace after years of civil war. Africa Inland Mission says their teams are seeing the nationals moving back to home areas and beginning to rebuild. Demining of roads is taking place, and road workers have begun to make roads passable. 2 months ago, an AIM team returned to Bunia to the teacher training college. Pray for them as they encourage Congolese brothers and sisters. Elsewhere, Christian teachers in Africa are trying to find ways of teaching the required curriculum to their students, but from a Christian viewpoint. Dale Dielman with Worldwide Christian Schools says many have had little training, so they're providing workshops and networks to help them.
Many of the teachers have come out of a 2-year teacher education certificate program right out of high school. Oftentimes, they don't have the opportunities for continuing education to strengthen their own professional skills, as well as how to make a school really Christian by the way that you teach in your classroom.
They're always looking for Christian teachers and administrators who may want to share their knowledge in Africa. Often they find that both can benefit.
It's kind of a shared learning experience. Some teachers who are teaching may want to take a sabbatical and then be able to come back with a lot of cross-cultural experiences from Africa, too, to bring back to their own classrooms. They can really learn from their African counterparts.
And the Kingdom of Swaziland is ranked 2nd in the world for HIV infection rates. Given the toll the disease takes, the future looks grim for this southern African country. Book of Hope teams say the impact of the gospel can change that. They're hoping all of the Book of Hope distribution last month will transform lives with the gospel. Teams are looking forward to the launch of 50 new churches in 4 different provinces using the Book of Hope as the foundational tool. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. That's Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.